This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Look, I'm not complaining, but I am just exhausted. And by exhausted, to watch them roll out total open borders, lawlessness, the UN running it, and every other law being ignored by a group of criminals that are looting the entire nation, and they're openly pushing arresting people that disagree with the government in the Democratic Party platform, I am entering the Twilight Zone. I mean, I knew this was all coming, but it is something else to actually see it unfold. Look at this article. I didn't even get to this today, by Paul Watson, Infowars.com. And there's, like, articles on Drudge with, you know, Muslim women freaking out and attacking gay people. Just, you know, it's like, dude, in their own countries, they will stone you to death if a woman is seen walking around without her head covered. I mean, I don't want to sign up to something beyond Jim Jones and Heaven's Gate all rolled into one. I don't like cults, man. I got a bunch of weird people calling themselves liberals saying I'm closed-minded and Islamophobic. A phobia is being scared of something that isn't scary. I'm somebody that'll swim in the ocean at night. Other people don't go to the Texas coast and swim out 200 yards and under a moon. I do it because I enjoy it. I was fearless when I was like, I'd be like 11, 12 years old, just go out swimming at night. I'm not sitting and saying I'm Mr. Courage here, but I love the people calling me a coward because, no, they're bringing in people that are so dysfunctional, their countries have fallen apart, and so-called liberals are bringing it in, worshiping Hillary, who she claims loves gay people, and she gets more money from folks that kill people like that than you can ever imagine. I'm just sick of what frauds you are. Cultural enrichment. Muslim smashes up Swedish church. Italian saint defaced with Allah Akbar. Graffiti. European multiculturalism continues to work wonders. And I mean, we see these stories every hour now. I was at the mall and saw women in full hijabs and burqas by themselves in groups, and then saw their men around other corners and actually had them going, and I mean, I know there's other Muslim waves that aren't bad people and fleeing the radicalness and all that. The point is they're bringing in folks from the worst places that run around killing their fellow Muslims. And the Pope is running around shooting his mouth off, and I'm just personally sick of it. But look at this. Kit Daniels came in and pointed this out. In 2014, he wrote, Border Patrol agents, this is from them, UN taking control of America's southern border. Under the pretense of labeling illegals refugees, UN personnel working with DHS to ship MS-13 gang members in the U.S., says agent. And now, 2 years later, after we break all this and show them admitting it and show the buses shipping them in, ABC News, UN, more Central Americans headed to U.S., and the newscast admits they're illegal, but they're legalized instantly by a magic fiat. There's not even border agents there. They just put them at the bus stop with money. And now these new waves are almost all men. Watch the video. I mean, it is just crazy. And, man, I was sitting there with that customs agent Saturday. He looked me up and down, asked me all these questions. I kept answering him. He kept asking me questions again. Called my kids over, called my parents over, and asked them all questions. And just sat there looking at us, not hatefully, but just real serious. Got to check you because we know full well who you are. We got to check you because you have no criminal record. We got to check you real close, buddy. Because you're a big fat milk cow that pays this government a lot of taxes. It's good to be a slave in the land of the free, home of the cowards. I tell you, it's sickening. Infowars.com, though, is reaching people more than ever. We're under attack because we're having an effect. We're the best ammo for the fight. Get our videos. Get our articles. Get the links to listen to the show out to everybody you know. Infowars.com/show. David Knight, straight ahead. Stay with us.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, June 27th, 2016. We have a major Supreme Court decision. I don't want to tell you a little bit about what's behind that. We also have another example of Obama's monumental theft and fraud. And this is happening all across the country. We've done a report. I did one with Rob Jacobson, about the millions upon millions of acres that Obama is stealing. And yet, today, he's come out with a new monument. He's made a monument of Stonewall Inn in New York City. Now, this is an LGBT monument, and I have to look at this and wonder, is Obama going to take all of New York City as part of this monument? Because, you see, that would be the parallel to what he's doing across the country. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk about some Trump news, as well as the whiny millennials and Brexit and what's really behind that. Let's talk about the Supreme Court decision first. Now, this is the report on it from the Wall Street Journal. Headline says, Supreme Court rejects the Texas abortion law as an undue burden. An undue burden. Now, understand, this is a 5-3 vote, so it would not have made any difference if Scalia had been around. It would have been a 5-4 vote. This was made possible because we had Anthony Kennedy, who many people thought, well, it's going to be a 4-4 split. It will go back to a lower court, which has already thrown out this charge. They've already lost at the lower level. So the law will stand. The Texas law will stand. But that didn't happen. Instead, we had a justice that was appointed by Ronald Reagan joining two justices from Clinton and two justices from Obama. See how that works? See, it's not a very good strategy, is it, to try to make sure that the Constitution is going to be saved by appointing judges. Yeah, it's a good idea to try to do that. We should try to appoint judges who will rule according to law. But understand that there's a lot of judges there already. And, of course, it's going to get worse if Hillary Clinton wins. She's going to appoint the types of judges that ruled here that said, we don't care what the law says. We don't care what the legal procedure is. We like abortion, and that's it. And if you think that's a stupid characterization, it's an oversimplification of it, it's not. The first thing that this dissent from Alito talks about, and let's go back to the law first. Okay, this is something going back to 2013. This is a Texas law. It was signed in by Rick Perry. And what it did was it required abortion clinics to have the same standards that ambulatory surgical centers would have. That they would have physicians there who were really physicians. They were admitted to hospital privileges within 30 miles. They also enacted a lot of other safety regulations that previously had not been enacted against abortion clinics. Things like smoke detectors and making sure that you can get a gurney through the aisles of the little house. And in many cases, these were not purpose-built clinics. Many of these were just simply homes that had been repurposed as an abortion clinic, residential homes. And so there were impediments in terms of being able to get somebody out of there in case an emergency procedure had occurred. Wouldn't you think those would be reasonable? Wouldn't you think that if this really was about women's health, as we're being told, that they would want to have these kinds of safeguards in there? You see, it brilliantly called the bluff of these people who simply want to murder babies as part of a eugenics agenda. And we've exposed that over and over again. That's how this started with Margaret Sanger. It's how it started with Planned Parenthood. You can go back and you can see the writings of the Democrats and the Republicans, all the generations of the George Bush family, going back to Prescott Bush and then going through George H.W. as well as just recently in the debates. Remember when Jeb was talking about how, well, we stopped the funding. We had about a half million or whatever the number was. I can't remember. It was essentially 30 times the amount of money he donated with his private organization to Planned Parenthood. But publicly what he did was he stopped a little bit of funding from the state of Florida. That's the way the Bushes have been. And of course, his grandfather was the first treasurer of Planned Parenthood, along with Margaret Sanger. We've shown you the letters. We've shown you the letters from George H.W. Bush and so forth and so on. So we've had a long history of the elites in both the Republican and Democrat Party who are interested, quite frankly, in eugenics. And they're not interested in women's health. And this is similar to the situation that we had when we had the EPA under Lisa Jackson. We talked about this many times. It was the first story I covered when I got here. They were hooking people up to tailpipes of diesel motors, okay, putting them in a room and at the University of North Carolina. And, of course, University of North Carolina, I got a little bit of news on them as well here. A news story about them. Christmas vacation is now a microaggression, along with terms like boyfriend and girlfriend and I love your shoes. Things like that, okay. UNC in Chapel Hill is a loony bin. I used to live close to there. And I can tell you that it is over the top. It's like a university in California or something. But anyway, at UNC, along with the EPA, they were hooking people up to diesel tailpipes. They had asked for volunteers who had respiratory issues, who had heart issues, because they wanted people to have problems. And they did. They found some people who did have some problems. And we had a spot-on researcher who was working, Steve Malloy, who was working on this and noticed it and expanded it. We tried to get that stopped. But here's the point. We'd had Lisa Jackson go before Congress and say, I'm not talking about people getting sick. I'm talking about people dying from this. And so we have to do more to squash diesel engines and to enact more regulations from the EPA. She actually said that it was a dog and pony show that was orchestrated and scripted by Markey out of Massachusetts, who was a congressman at the time. Now he's moved up because he does stuff like that. He's now a senator. So they scripted this thing and said, no, we're talking about it killing people. And then they go out and they expose these people to 72 times the level that they said was already fatal. So we said, wait, is this a war crime situation, or are you just lying to people when you said it was going to kill people? So when you look at these laws with the Texas abortion law, they say, oh, we just are here for women's health. We say, oh, really? Well, then let's make sure that these are safe procedures. So they called their bluff and they put out this law there. And it was struck down. Again, Justice Kennedy, a Reagan justice, switched sides. And as the Wall Street Journal points out, Justice Alito, who wrote the main dissent, rocked back and forth in his chair as Justice Breyer spoke. He was very upset about this, frowning in apparent disagreement. For the second time in a week, Justice Alito summarized his dissent from the bench, a signal of his intense disagreement with the majority. Speaking for about 10 minutes, Justice Alito said the majority had thrown aside standard legal procedures to strike down the Texas law, ignoring rules that should have precluded the court from considering the appeal altogether. Now, what was the deal with it? Well, you know, interestingly enough, we see all this stuff out of Brexit. People saying, we need a do-over. I'm not happy with the results. I want to hold another election. I don't like that. Okay? That's essentially what this was. This, in principle, this whole Supreme Court decision was essentially a do-over for these people. And that's what he was pointing out. It was also ignoring the law, also ignoring legal principles, and it was pure activism. This is not a review of the law. This is not a review of the Constitution. This is nothing less than naked judicial activism. And that's why Justice Alito was rocking back and forth in his seat. He could barely contain himself. He could hardly sit there and listen to this nonsense. And then he wrote this opinion. And I pulled up his opinion, and I want to read you part of it, because these opinions are very long. This is like 150 pages of stuff to sort through. This is what he has to say at the beginning of his opinion. He says, the constitutionality of laws regulating abortion is one of the most controversial issues in American law, but in this case does not require us to delve into that contentious dispute. You understand? He said, okay, regardless of what you think about the issue, there are legal principles here that would keep us from being involved in this. He said, instead, the issue here concerns a workaday question that can arise in any case, no matter the subject, namely, whether the present case is barred by res judica, okay? And so what he talks about with that is he's essentially saying, hey, look, to put that in layman's terms, okay, because I'm not a lawyer, but he explains it in his opinion. He says it's basically claim preclusion. It's a bedrock principle, he writes later on in his decision. He says, if you lose on an issue, you don't get a do-over. You don't get a do-over, just like you don't get a do-over with Brexit. And he goes on to say here, he said, here's the worst example. Shortly after Texas enacted this bill, the petitioners in this case brought suit claiming, among other things, that a provision of the new law requiring a physician performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital is facially unconstitutional and thus totally unenforceable. Petitioners had a fair opportunity to make their case, but they lost on the merits in the Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, and they chose not to petition the Supreme Court at that time. So the judgment became final. So they lost. They lost. But then they come back a few years later and say, we want to do over on that, like Brexit. Okay? So this is precisely what is happening with this. And he goes, you don't get to do that. This is exactly this case. This isn't a similar case. This is exactly that case. You lost. You didn't appeal. You don't get to come back now and do this. Okay? Under the rules that apply in regular cases, he says, petitioners could not relitigate the exact same claim in a second suit. The exact same claim. As we have said, a losing litigant, and he quotes the Supreme Court, and he gives you book, chapter, and verse, okay? Quote, a losing litigant deserves no rematch after a defeat fairly suffered in adversarial proceedings on an issue identical in substance to the one he subsequently seeks to raise. You get that? Okay. In other words, no do-overs, folks. Now, he says, however, because this is an abortion case, we throw out the law, we throw out the rules, we throw out all of our previous opinions. He said, this rule is now disregarded, and the court awards a victory to petitioners on the very exact claim they unsuccessfully pressed in the earlier case. Now, when we come back, there's more. There's more that is ignored on this. And I want to read to you what the Supreme Court decision says, why they said they did this. It's absolutely amazing. And I think it underscores why we cannot trust 9 political appointees to safeguard the Constitution. That's an idiotic idea.
This is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, And we're looking at June 27th. We're looking at the Supreme Court case. And I wanted to give you an example of just how corrupt this whole system is. I mean, we've got people in Brexit about Brexit saying, we need a do-over. I don't like the results. We got the Supreme Court actually giving a do-over, which is against their previous rulings. It's against the law to do this. These people already lost. They didn't appeal the case, but now they gave them a do-over and said, all right, and now we're going to reverse what happened earlier. And then, of course, in politics, we see over this weekend an orchestrated attempt by the never-Trumper GOP, I'm with her Hillary people, okay, people like George Will, National Review, David French, the guy that was a candidate for about a week. You got this guy who's filed suit in North Carolina, in Virginia. They want a do-over as well. They want to say, hey, we are delegates, and we have superior First Amendment rights to you people. What our opinion is, it matters more than millions of voters in these elections. And so we're going to say that you can't penalize me. We're going to sue you over this. So over and over again, we're seeing people say we want a do-over. The abortion law, Brexit, the GOP convention. Everybody is saying, hey, I didn't win, and I'm going to change all the rules right now. I'm going to say all the rules don't apply, and I'm going to do whatever I have to. I'm going to suspend your free speech because I don't want to debate science with you when it's climate change. I don't want to hear what you have to say, so I'm going to call you a hateful racist and shut you down with hate speech laws. I'm going to do whatever I can to silence, to censor you, to pervert the law, the rule of law, the rules of democracy, the rules of our republic, just so I can get my way. This is what we're seeing increasingly. So I want to break this down because, as I pointed out before, Justice Alito could barely contain his anger. He was rocking back and forth in his seat, and I would have been too if I had been there. I would have been going back and forth. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. This is just, we're throwing everything out. And we've seen the Supreme Court do this before. We saw them do it on gay marriage. Regardless of what you think about gay marriage, they have no jurisdiction. Where is it in the Supreme Court that says the federal government will have jurisdiction over defining marriage? There is nothing in the Constitution that delegates that to them. We had people who were very concerned who did not want to have a federal government, the anti-federalists, they called them. They said, we don't want to have this. We know that this is going to turn into a monster that is going to dictate the most minute details of our lives, assuming and concentrating power to itself. And that's what's happened. And so they passed the Bill of Rights. And they said, this is off limits, that's off limits, that's off limits, that's off limits. And then they said, oh, and by the way, in case we forgot anything, we're going to write a 9th and a 10th Amendment, and we're going to say, if we didn't specifically give this power to you specifically, then you don't have it. Anything that's not been delegated to you remains the power of the people and of the state governments. That's the 9th and 10th Amendment, essentially. They just ignore that. And if they like the cause, the Supreme Court has shown that it will just set aside all the legal process. And this is why Judge Alito was so upset about this. And we've had other people on. We've had Lionel, when we're talking about the gay marriage thing. He thought it was a good deal. I don't like that definition of marriage. But we both agreed that they don't have any legal authority to define it. So, I mean, it's something that ought to be decided at the state levels, at the community levels. Before I get back to that, real quickly, we have a couple of sales that are ending soon. I want to let you know about these. That's the 20% off for Deep Cleanse. And, of course, when we put our best seller on a deep discount like this, it isn't going to last long. And so that sale is not going to last long. This is our Rolls Royce, our all-in-one cleansing product. Instead of buying 5, 6, or 7 different cleansing products, we've used decades of scientific research to put together Deep Cleanse. And again, it is our best-selling product. We put it on a deep discount, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's not going to last much longer. Also, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, that is going to be ending soon as well. If you get the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, you can get 75% off the Hillary for Prison t-shirts if you sign up for the InfoWars newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We're going to be forced to pull this special very soon because they are going very quickly, you can imagine, at that kind of a discount. It's a huge discount off of t-shirts that are already very competitively priced for t-shirts. It is a great design, and to say the least, it will be a conversation starter, because as we've seen many times, many people look at it as such a dead ringer knockoff of the Hillary for President appearance, but it's Hillary for prison, and so that gets a conversation started. Let's talk about what's going on with the Supreme Court situation when we come back. We're going to take a look at this move to shut down the Trump nomination. Can you believe that they're still trying to do this? It's absolutely unbelievable. And then we're going to look at the whiny millennials who say, those baby boomers, they are ruining our future. And you've seen the memes on social media where they show the inversion that the vast majority of people who are younger voted to stay in and vice versa at the older ages. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Secret 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Prosti Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I nice. Just re-upped everything, and I just went to Autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children nothing.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking about the do-over mentality that we've got here. The spoiled brats everywhere, from Britain to the Supreme Court, to the Republican Party. I didn't get my way. I want it done over again. I don't care what the rules are. I want it my way. That's exactly what they're saying. And that's what Justice Alito was pointing out the Supreme Court just did. And so to summarize what I was saying earlier, what he did was he said, look, they already appealed this. They lost at a circuit court level. They did not appeal it to the Supreme Court, so that decision was final. Now they have come back with exactly the same case, exactly the same law, and tried to appeal it again. They've already lost. We don't allow that. The Supreme Court has said that's not allowed. It's a legal principle. That's not allowed. And then he goes on to say, and here's another principle that they have here. He says, it doesn't even matter. He says, I understand abortion
is a very contentious and divisive issue. This doesn't even get to that. It's a question of legal procedure. If you lose a case and you don't appeal it, you don't get a chance at a later date to relitigate. A do-over. Okay? That's what he said. And then he goes, you've got another standard rule of law that is ignored as well. He said, it's the severability clause. The court's treatment of this Texas law's severability clause. He says, when part of a statute is held to be unconstitutional, the question arises whether other parts of the statute must also go. If a statute says the provisions found that are unconstitutional can be severed from the rest of the statute, the valid provisions are allowed to stand. You understand? So they come in here and they say, well, you know, we don't like this rule about the fact that you have to be admitted to a hospital. We think that's too much of a burden. Okay, fine. Then the other parts that say you've got to meet fire code inspections if you're going to do medical procedures in this little house that you just bought and you've now put a shingle out, said this is a health clinic for women. Okay, fine. Let's make sure they don't burn up while they're being treated there. Let's make sure that you can get gurneys inside here if somebody has to get pulled out quickly with an ambulance. Issues like that, safety issues. And he says, for example, he says if provisions can be found unconstitutional, can be severed from the rest of the statute, the valid provisions are allowed to stand. This law contains what surely must be the most emphatic severability clause that was ever written. In other words, they say in this law, we've got all these different things here, and each one of them is severable. These are all separate regulations. It isn't all together, all or nothing. Each one of these things are separate. And he says this is very explicit. He said the clause says every single word of the statute and every possible application of its provisions are severable. He says provisions that are indisputably constitutional, for example, provisions that require facilities performing abortions to follow basic fire safety measures are stricken now from the book, okay, based on the Supreme Court decision. So they took all of the regulations out. He says there's absolutely no possible justification for this collateral damage. Now, let me read you the nonsense that was put out here by these five Supreme Court justices. This is the basis for their decision. The number of facilities providing abortions dropped in half, and this is actually a Supreme Court decision. This is not a New York Times analysis of what's going on. This is what the Supreme Court justices said was the basis for their ruling. The number of facilities providing abortions dropped in half from about 40 to about 20. This decrease in geographical distribution means that the number of women of reproductive age living more than 50 miles from the clinic has doubled. The number living more than 100 miles away has increased by 150%. The number living more than 150 miles away by more than 350%. The number living more than 200 miles away by more than 2,800%. You see the issue here? This is an issue of whether or not they want people to have abortions. It doesn't even address the legal issues that Judge Alito was so upset about. They just said, well, we like abortions. We want them to be plentiful and easily accessible. And so we don't like this, and we're going to strike all of the rules, including fire safety codes, because, you know, this is about women's health. This is about women's health, isn't it? What a baloney. You know, here are these people who have absolutely no health regulations in abortion clinics. They struck them all. Yet they want to regulate every tiny detail of bathrooms. They don't have an agenda, do they? No agenda whatsoever. Look at the University of North Carolina. Christmas vacation is now a microaggression. As I pointed out before, this is an article that's up on Infowars.com from the Daily Caller. University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill issued a guide this week which instructs students that Christmas vacations and telling a woman, I love your shoes, are microaggressions along with things like boyfriend and girlfriend. So watch your speech, okay? Watch your speech. There's no free speech at this university. And at the same time, again, we're talking about agendas here, okay? We've got Obama declares the Stonewall Inn to be the first national monument to LGBT rights. This is from The Guardian. Barack Obama announced on Friday that the Stonewall National Monument will be created outside the Stonewall Inn in New York, where gay men, lesbians, and drag queens reacted to a police raid in 1969 with a riot that spread and turned into the gay rights movement in America and around the world. Obama confirmed the widely expected news that he will be designating the first ever national monument to the LGBT equality movement. Okay, so here you go. That's his monument. Now, because that's his agenda, that's what he thinks is important. But understand what is happening as he's going in other parts, rural areas of the country. He's going in and saying, well, this is a very special petroglyph here, for example. And as I point out, we've done this report. I did it with Rob Jacobson. We need to update it now because they found a lady who was going out and using paint on these petroglyphs. And you had Harry Reid blaming it on the Bundy people and all these evil people associated with them. And yet we find out that it was like a 20-something girl who was doing graffiti, and actually they caught her because she's putting it on Facebook, okay, and doing it with paint over these ancient Indian petroglyphs. But Obama is coming out. Not only are they falsely blaming the people that they are destroying their way of life, taking their property rights, taking their grazing rights, their mining rights, their surface and water rights, their logging rights, you name it. All these rights that have been held since these states came into the Union. And these are property rights, just like your home is a property right. They're saying, we got to have that. We got to have millions of acres because of a petroglyph over here. And, oh, by the way, those petroglyphs are being vandalized, and we're getting graffiti put on them. And I know it's those Bundy people. I just know it's them. And it's not. And they don't need to take millions upon millions of acres in order to protect that. A good example is one of the earlier monuments that we had in the National Park Service. We talked about this in the report. Devil's Tower. You know Devil's Tower? The tower that you see in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Was it Third Kind? I think. Anyway, that's a Spielberg movie. Not one of my favorites, okay? But, you know, he does the thing of mashed potatoes on the kitchen table, and they all have this vision, and they all assemble at Devil's Tower. To preserve Devil's Tower, they needed 1.5 acres, about the size of a football field. And yet they're telling us because of some of these small petroglyphs, they need literally millions of acres. They lie about everything. They lie about the purpose of it, and they lie about why it is needed. And it's interesting, tomorrow there's going to be a recall election in Burns, Oregon, near where that wildlife refuge was taken over by the Bundys. And the people in that town are very upset with the county judge, kind of equivalent to is what we have here in Texas, I believe. The county judge is equivalent to the mayor of a city, okay, as to a county, what a mayor is to a city. And there's a recall election there. A lot of people who are business owners, here's one of them, Linda Gaynor, said the business she got from journalists, agents, occupiers, protesters against the occupation, and from protesters protesting the protesters. She said she had a lot of business there. She said, I met really awesome people. Everybody that came through was very polite, and we should have had a meeting there. And yet this guy would not, this judge that they're trying to recall, would not allow anyone to have a meeting to talk about how the government was stealing millions of acres and stealing people's property rights that they had had for 150 years in many cases. And that's the issue, folks. That truly is the issue. You got another business owner who's afraid to put his name out there. He's afraid of reprisals. Ah, that's an issue too, isn't it, in America. We're afraid to speak out publicly because we're afraid of reprisals. And so they're going to have an election tomorrow to see whether or not that guy is going to be recalled. I certainly hope that is going to be the case. But just look at the fraud that is involved there. I want to talk about the other whiners and people calling for do-overs, and that's within the political aspect here of the Republican National Committee. We've had a long time that these people have been moving to try to subvert the elections, just like they are in Britain. They didn't like the outcome. They didn't like the fact that Trump won, so they said, well, we're going to steal it, and we don't really care what the rules are. And so now we've got a Virginia delegate who has filed a class action lawsuit this last Friday challenging a state law, the Virginia law, that binds delegates to support the primary winner at the nominating convention. He says, and his name is Bo Coral. He's a Republican National Convention delegate. He served as one of Ted Cruz's campaign co-chairs in Virginia. And he's the only named plaintiff in the suit, but he says he's filing it on behalf of all Republicans and all Democrats. And I think we ought to call this the superdelegate lawsuit, because what he's trying to do is establish superdelegates. He says, this is really awful. He says, I'm a delegate, and I don't like Donald Trump, and I don't like who the millions of Virginia voters picked, and now my First Amendment choices are being shut down. And we have a parallel article coming out at the same time, interestingly enough, from the National Review and from David French. Remember David French? He was Bill Kristol's puppet. Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard, spelled W-E-A-K, okay, with an E and an A. We were told he had this independent candidate. This guy was really strong. He's going to be a very viable candidate. Well, David French is nothing but a reporter for National Review and the Weekly Standard, and his candidacy lasted, I think, less than a week. But now, interestingly enough, for the National Review, he's written an article saying not a single Republican delegate is bound to Donald Trump, and using the same arguments that this guy in Virginia is using in his lawsuit. Just a coincidence, I'm sure, don't you think? Nah, no conspiracy here to try to subvert the will of the people in the elections. No, that would never happen. Now, this is what the complaint says. Here's their argument. The First Amendment to the United States Constitution guarantees delegates to the Republican Party and the Democrat Party's national conventions the right to vote their conscience free from government compulsion when participating in selection of their party's presidential nominee. Okay? Nevertheless, the Virginia law acts to strip them of that right, imposing criminal penalties on delegates who vote for anyone other than the primary winner on the first ballot of a national convention. Oh, other than the primary winner. Oh, where did that, how did that happen? Well, you see, we had these elections, had these things called elections that we used to, honor. And we spent a lot of money in the state of Virginia to run those elections for the Republican Party. And there were certain things that were put out there, assurances to people that, hey, you vote this, Trump is going to get delegates, or Cruz is going to get delegates. So Trump won the delegates, and then Cruz went around and tried to steal them again, okay? What is the problem with this? Why is it that we can say, well, here's the election, these are the number of votes that Donald Trump got, he won Virginia overwhelmingly like these other states, and then we say, well, wait a minute, now that Ted Cruz has come in and oiled his way across the floor and wined and dined these people, now they're not going to vote the way the voters want it. Okay, so I would ask Bo Coral and I would ask the GOP, what makes you think that you're so much better than everybody else? And I would say that really what needs to be done, they filed part of their lawsuit, said that they were worried that Donald Trump would file a lawsuit against them. They say, because Donald Trump, they said, is, quote, known to be litigious and has brought lawsuits of questionable merit against persons for the apparent purpose of harassing or punishing them. And I said, wait a minute. Isn't that what this lawsuit is? Isn't this a litigious, frivolous lawsuit? Isn't this a means of harassing and punishing the voters of Virginia who didn't vote the way this little clique of elitists that think that they are the GOP party? No, the GOP party is the voters, and they're going to find this out if they try to do this. Now, they say that he says, I just can't follow in my own conscience. I just can't vote for Trump. It's like, fine, don't go. Don't go. You can leave. Let somebody else take your place. They have alternates. And you have to understand, as I pointed out before, when you go to the Electoral College, it's a winner state. It's a winner take all state by state. So if Hillary Clinton wins Texas, she's got a slate of electors from Texas who are going to go to the Electoral College. Same thing for the Republican candidate, for Donald Trump. Okay, he's got a slate of Trump electors who are going to go there. And that's what people expect. That's what it says in the law. That's what it says in the bylaws of the Republican Party. So the Republican Party's rules and laws say that. The state's laws say that because they paid to run this election for these people. And it is nothing but racketeering and corruption for them to lie to the American people and to say, here's our election, and then come around the back door and say, but no, we had another election, and our decision matters more than your decision. That's what we're seeing in the Democrat Party as well. They call it the superdelegates there. But now we're seeing that in the Republican Party. Now let's talk about Brexit, because we got a bunch of whining people who want to break the rules there as well. You got the millennials venting fury at the baby boomers. This is a Daily Mail article. They say 72% of the 18 to 24-year-olds voted against Brexit. And, of course, you've seen, if you look at social media, you've seen on Twitter and on Facebook, you've seen the graphic that says, age of the people and how many of them voted to remain, how many of them voted to leave. And they say, look at the life expectancy of these people. And they go down, they show the older people voted to leave, and they say, look at this. They don't have to live with this decision. It's the young people who have to live with this decision. This is so unfair. I want another vote. Okay. Well, let me say to the young people out there that the reason the older people voted to leave is because they have lived with that decision. They made that decision, the baby boomers did. They were part of a generation that made that decision back in 1975. They said, we're not going to leave. There was a decision then. They voted overwhelmingly to remain in. And again, this is a story that I covered on Friday from the Telegraph, Tim Stanley, the day the British people defied their jailers. And he pointed out, he said, David Cameron only called this in order to hold his own party together. Once it was called, he decided to turn the British and the global establishment against it. Out came the Treasury, the IMF, even the President of the United States to argue that Britain had to stay. This was textbook politics, how things used to be done, and it did work back in 1975 when the UK voted overwhelmingly on good advice to stay in the common market. But what have they found now? They have found that this is not an economic union. It is a political union. They found they lost their sovereignty. And when they lost their sovereignty, they got a bad deal economically. They got a bad deal with everything, with immigration, the rest of it. Stay with us.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, June 27th, 2016. I'm David Knight. And I want to get back to these whiners in Brexit saying they want a do-over. They didn't like the legal process. They didn't like the results. Should they talk about being a 4% differential? No, really, it's 4% more than the 48% that leave got, that remain got. Okay, so that's about a 12th. So that's 8%. So it's 8% more people voted to get out than wanted to stay in. 4 points, but 8% more votes. I'm going to get back to that real quickly. We have a couple of sales that are going to be ending soon. One of those, of course, is the Hillary for Prison t-shirt sale. 75% off Hillary for Prison t-shirts when you sign up for our free newsletter, our InfoWars newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. That newsletter itself will give you a lot of specials as well as unique content. That's a great thing to have, and as I point out, it's free. When you sign up for that, you'll get a code to get 75% off Hillary for Prison t-shirts. Those are going to sell out very quickly at that price. Also, our fastest selling formulation at InfoWarsLife.com, Deep Cleanse, is now on a deep discount, 20% off. And let me read you one of the many reviews. There are hundreds of reviews that you'll find on our website talking about it. This person says, I would buy this over and over again. This is Christian from an undisclosed location. Says, bought it for my uncle. He loves the results. Longtime smoker. Also a truck driver. Not the healthiest lifestyle, but within 2 weeks, he felt a lot better. More energy, and also helped him to lose a little weight. Take a look at the reviews there. Take a look at the product and take advantage of this deep discount on Deep Cleanse, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as I was pointing out, let me go back and look at this. The people who remember this are the ones who voted to get this out. They have lived under this for 40 years. The millennials haven't. There's this thing called experience. And I know that the kids who are in college and are in high school don't really understand what experience is yet. Okay? Think of it as a kind of college degree. A kind of an advanced graduate degree that takes you decades to get, okay? That might help it a little bit for you to swallow these results. And let me tell you, these people have seen it all before. There was a referendum back in 1975. In that referendum, two-thirds of the voters voted to stay in the EU. Within just a few years, this is an article from QZ.com, Britain's love-hate relationship with the EU. They say, within a few years, they began tracking public opinion on the EU and Britain. They say by 1979, just 4 years later, it became clear that voters had begun to regret their 1975 decision. 60% said they would vote to leave the EU if another referendum was called, while only 32% said they would stay. It has only gotten worse since then. And that's the reason why those old geezers voted to ruin your future. No, they saw what has happened here. They know that the EU has shut down fishermen from fishing in your own waters. They know that they have micromanaged every detail of your life, as we pointed out before. They know that it isn't an issue of racism. It isn't an issue of an economic leap into darkness. It is an issue of sovereignty. If you give up control of your life, your political control, then that is not a leap into darkness. You are marching into a known economic oblivion. Because these people will control your economy. It's precisely what we're looking at with the Trans-Pacific and the Transatlantic partnerships. You're going to have people who are unelected who are going to be controlling every aspect of your economy. That's called sovereignty. And they're going to do things like open your borders and bring in workers as they export your jobs to other areas. They're going to say, we're going to favor this country when they manufacture this good, but if you try to do that, we're going to shut you down. They've seen that. They've seen it for 40 years. That's why they said, we don't want this anymore. That's why they said, we're getting out. And he says, oh, no, by the way, don't call people stupid losers when you don't agree with them. And don't try to throw away the rules because you don't get your way. Join us tonight, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.